when I was in the school in the UBC, the Regent College,
我在 UBC 的那个神学院的时候,
one of my professors, we walked together to the bus stop.
那我跟我当时的一个讲师一起走到这个巴士站。
Because he's a famous guy, I asked him one thing, very simple. I said, what's the most important thing nowadays for the Christian to do?
那因为他当时是挺有名的，然后我就问了他一个问题，我说就是现当今社会上呢，作为基督徒最重要的一件事是什么？
And he, without thinking, he said the most important thing is to be thankful.
那他想都没有想，他说最重要的一个事情就是要常常的感恩。
Count your blessing.
要数算我们的恩典。
To know that God has blessed us with a tremendous promise that we are children of God.
那神呢已经给我们一个极大的一个一个应许，就是成为神的儿女。
So the first principle of our life.
我们生命的第一个基础。
The root of our lifestyle.
那我们那个生活方式的一个基础，一个根基。
Is to know God is our Father, we are the children.
那就是知道神是我们的父亲，我们是他的孩子。
Based on this foundation, we lay hold of God's promise.
那在这个基础之上呢，我们就紧紧抓住神给我们的应许。
This is the most important because all the relationship, all your security, all your rest, all your joy is based on that.
那因为呢，我们所有的安全感，我们所有的就是基础呢，都是基于这个关系上。
In 1 John, if God is love, then we live in love. Love lives in us, and we live in God, God in us. Then we live like a godly life.And we don't need to worry about anything.
那在约翰一书就讲到说，如果神是爱，神就住在我们的里面，我们也住在神的里面，那我们就不用担心。
And God's love is eternal. Until we understand that, not only eternal, eternal means God's love is in every minute.
那神的爱呢，就是永恒的，不仅仅是永恒的，神的爱是每分每秒的。
Last time we talked about not even a minute passed without God's love is with you.
那我上次也讲到，就是我们生命每过的每分每秒，神都是爱我们。
Not even a minute passed, God doesn't know how many hair you have in your head.
过去的每分每秒，神都知道我们头，我们都数算过我们头发。
God knows you better than yourself.
神呢比你更了解自己。
He knows your need.
他知道你的需要。
And when you have this as a foundation, as the root, the concept of the relationship, you know you will be taken care of.
当你知道呢这层关系的成为你的基础的话呢，你就会知道你是被看顾的。
So we are content with what God has given us because He knows what's the best for us.
所以呢，神给我们的一切呢，我们就满足，因为我们知道。他知道什么对我们最好。
So the most important thing now we have to learn how to praise God, thank God.
最重要的一点呢，就是学会怎么感谢他。
For what He has done for us.
在他在我们生命所做的一切。
What He has done for us is that's the only life you have right now.
他在我们生命所做的呢，就是我们现在所有的。
God allows things to happen because it works to be the best for you.
神会允许一些事情发生，因为呢，这对你生命来说是最好的。
God is not like human being; he has to make choices.
那神呢，不像我们，就是我们好像要做选择。
God makes the decisions and based on His wisdom, even before the creation of the world, He knows everything what will be happening to you.
那神呢他做决定呢是在乎他的智慧甚至是创世之前呢他就已经做好了就是我们人生一切的决定
We make choices God does not God guides you He already knew what's the best for you.
那我们人呢是做决定的，但是神不需要做决定，他就是来引导我们。
To God, there's no probability, no accident. Everything is intended.
那对他来说呢，没有什么是意外的，或者是机遇的、技巧、机的呀、机遇的。
And
什么是对你是最好的
？You become the children of God is not because what you did, it's because what God has done before the creation of the world.
那呢，你能够成为认识他呢，并不是你做了什么，乃是因为在创世之前呢，他就已经就是拣选了你。
He wants to create a family of love. You are included.
那他想建造一个就是一个爱的家庭，然后你就是其中的一个。
Not everybody is included.
不是每个人都在里面。
A lot of rich people is not included.
很多有钱的人不在这当中。
They may have a good time, but later on will be a miserable time.
他们可能暂时呢是很开心的，可是之后呢，可能他们的生命是非常痛苦的。
So based on this, we are truly blessed that as children of God, and God will take care of us, and God knows our need. That's no accident. Everything happened to us is work for the good of your life.
那我们有这个基础的知道，我们就知道神是爱我们的，我们是他的儿女，什么一切的事情发生呢，都是对我们来说是最好的。
Including tough time, including the misery, everything, because this is only temporary.
那包括我们生命中的一些困难的时刻，因为这一切困难呢都是暂时的。
If you endure every problem, it will become a blessing, because God will bless you when you.And do it.
那如果呢，你能够忍耐呢，那一切都会成为一个祝福，因为神在训练我们的这个忍耐。
It's a test. You must pass the test.
就是像一个考试一样，我们要考过。
With the Holy Spirit in us, we can do it.
在如果圣灵在我们里面呢，我们就可以。
God promised He will keep you strong until the end.
那神呢，应许就是呢，他会保守我们直到最后。
He chose you, and He will finish the job. Then you will.Go home, because Jesus said, in heaven, I prepare things for you. I'll come back to bring you back.
因为呢，他的应许就是他选就是选择你，他就会做到，然后他会保守你一切，直到你回天家。
So we don't have worry.
所以呢，我们就不需要担心。
Because every minute is under God's care.
因为我们生命的每一分钟呢，都是在神的看顾之下。
We are at rest.
我们是安静安息的，平静安稳的。
Because God is a big God.
因为我们的神是一个很大的神。
We look at a lot of people and the world, we are distressed.
那我们如果看到这个世界上的人呢，我们其实是在一个困苦当中。
We look at ourselves, we are stressed.
那我们看我们自己也是一样，也是在痛苦
当中。But when we look at God, when we dwell in God, we are at rest. Our soul at rest.
那如果呢，我们定睛在耶稣身上呢，我们的灵呢就找到安息。
So we go to Psalm 50. We look at one of the important of the Bible about thanksgiving.
那我们呢就翻到诗篇五十章，我们看关于就是感恩。
Psalm 50. We have two verses about.Thankfulness. The first one is the 14, the last one is 23.
那十四节跟二十三节呢，有讲到就是关于感恩。
So Elvin, you already posted there, right? Okay, I read the English. Anna will translate. Sacrifice thanks offering to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High.
你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
And call on me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you. You will honor me.
并在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
23节。Those who sacrifice thanks offering honor me.
凡以感谢献上为祭的人，献上为祭的便是荣耀我。
And to the blameless, I will show my salvation.
那呢？按正我行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
Means we offer thanksgiving is a important ritual for Christian to do.
那我们献上我们感恩呢，就是一个，就是我们作为基督徒。
Because it says here is to honor God, to glorify God.
因为呢，这个就是要来尊荣我们的神。
When we give thanks to the Lord, we are glorifying God.
那我们当我们献上感恩的时候呢，我们就是在荣耀神。
So, this is extremely important that we look at all the blessings now and the future on the past. We know we are child of God, we are children of God, we are son of God, daughters of God. We have no worry.
我们看到过去、现在跟将来神给我们的祝福呢，我们就知道我们是神的孩子。
So everything happened to you for a reason. The reason is good to shape you to be a better person.
那所有在你身上发生的事情呢，都是为了来塑造你成为一个好的人。
To make you mature in Christ.
让你能够在基督里面呢成熟。
Okay, today we're going to look at the 118 in detail.Yeah, Psalm 118 in detail.
那我们今天呢，特别要讲一下诗篇118篇。
So why this is so important?
为什么这个这么重要呢？
In the Bible, the most word it happened in the Bible is love. In Hebrew, is hasel in Greek is agape. It's 600 times, over 600, 600 to 800 times.
那在圣经里边呢，讲的最多的就是关于爱，有超过600次有讲到这个爱。
In my Bible, that's around 2,000 pages.
那我的圣经大概有2,000页。
Means every 3 pages, it has the agape love there.
那平均的每三页呢，都会讲到这个无条件的 agape 爱。
Like last time we talked about, the Bible has 7,000 promises from God.
就像我上次讲到，圣经呢有包括7,000个应许。
Every page has at least three promises from God.
也就是说，每一页子呢大概有三个应许。
If we are smart, we pray according to the truth of God in the Bible, then God will answer.
那呢，如果我们足够聪明的话呢，我们就是按着圣经神给我们的应许来祷告。
Remember last time King Jehoshua, he prayed according to the promises.
那你想到上一次我们讲到那个约沙法王呢，他就是按着神的应许来祷告。
Four promises, and then God has to answer him. He said, "My eyes on you."
那他做了这四个祷告呢，他就说，哦，神，我的眼目定睛在你身上。
Then God said, relax, you don't need to do anything. The battle is for the Lord.
那神就跟他说呢，那你就安息，因为这个征战属乎耶和华。
He really did not do anything. He just assembled a choir of maybe 10 people and sent them to the battlefield and singing defense to the Lord. He's lost forever.
那呢，他就什么也没做，他就大概差派了也许十个人，就在前面，在战场前面唱歌。
God gave him victory.
那神呢，就给了他这个得胜。
Today, if we give thanks to the Lord, God will give you victory in your life.
那如果我们今天呢，选择在感恩的时候，神就会在你生命里给你得胜。
Is that simple?
是不是就那么简单呢？
Yes, that is very simple.
是的，这个很。
Because if you totally depends on giving to him, you don't need to worry. You say, God, Jesus, tell us, do not worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today. Now I just follow, obey. Then you live in God's promise.
那我们就现在感恩，然后我们跟他说，神啊，就是我们不用担心。Can you say that again?
Very good. That's good enough. We just need the understand the meaning is okay. Then God will give you the victory.
那神呢就会把这个得胜给你。
In everything you do.
在你做的每一件事上。
Even if that's not a victory, that is a victory.
那如果你看起来不像是得胜的话，其实也是一个得胜。
Even you think that is a trouble, suffering, but God said this is something good. He'll bring good from evil.
那你甚至你会觉得哦，这好像是一个痛苦，是一个挣扎。但是你神说，我一定会把就是好的东西从这其中带出。
Because He promised all things, God will cause all things to work together.
因为他的应许就是呢，凡事都会互相效力。
For your good.
为了爱神的人。
Everything is an instrument of God.
每一件事情呢，都是神的一个工具。
To shape you.
来塑造你。
Including people.
包括人。
Including things happening.
包括身上发生的事情
including weather, including everything, even including a little bird.
所有的事情都包括在内，甚至一只小鸟。
A little bird can teach you a lesson. No worry.
一只小鸟也可以教会你一件事情。
Keep singing.
持续的歌唱，向神歌唱。
We don't sing, but he sings because he depends on God.
我们不歌唱，但是鸟会歌唱，因为它的生命歌。
A raven is an instrument of God because God used that raven to send food to His servant.
那神也使用乌鸦，神使用乌鸦呢，就是给那个他的仆人以利沙呢带食物。
The wind and storm is God's means to divide the Red Sea.
Again.
God used the east wind.To divide up the Red Sea,
那神呢
so we can get over.
东风呢，就是开了红海。
So everything is under God's instrument.
那所有的事情都是神的一个工具。
Including all the events happening in your life.
包括你生命所发生的一切的事情。
Even something you don't know.
甚至是你不知道的事情。
Even something looks natural, actually is God's help.
那甚至就是一些看起来是很自然的东西。
God asks the person to help you.
都是神。
Or even under trouble, God asks the person to give you trouble.
那甚至呢，你的困难呢，可能是神让那个人给你带来的一些困难。
To shape you, to test you, to train you, so you become mature.
就是来塑造你，来就是训练你，来操练你。
Because we focus on the eternal, we don't focus on the temporary.
因为呢，我们的眼睛要定睛在那永恒，而不是在暂时的东西上面。
All this trouble at the end will out.Wait the glory.
那所有我们现在的这些困难呢，就是未来的荣耀没有办法可以比的。
Actually, the reverse is the glory will outweigh all this little trouble. The Bible says.
所以这个就是未来永恒的荣耀呢，会大过这一切暂时的痛苦。
This light and momentary trouble will bring us an eternal glory that far outweighs.All of them.
那我们现在暂时这个很轻又暂又轻的这个痛苦呢，是跟我们永恒的荣耀无法比的。
So all things happen, we must say thank you, God. You gave me this, either to learn, to make me better, or to bless me. Actually, God bless you usually through trouble.Difficult time.
那我们有这些事情的时候呢，我们就献上我们的感恩。其实呢，这些事情发生都是为了要来塑造我们。
In good time, actually, you may get away.
其实，在好的日子里边呢，好的生活里边，也许你会离开神。
So the first thing we understand is that today we look at three things.
那我们今天看三样事情。
The first words, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever.
那118篇第一章第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
All these three sentences come together.
那这三个句子呢，都是在一起的。
And in Old Testament, this is the most frequent sentences.
那在旧约里呢，这句话呢，是最常出现的。
So actually, God is love in Old Testament too.
那神呢，在旧约也是慈爱。
The New Testament, let alone the Old Testament, so many times happen. Actually, the center and is God is love.
那当新约就更不用说了，就是所有的中心呢，都是神，就是爱。
Now here in here 118, it's seven times it says, "Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love endures forever."
那在这118篇呢，有七次讲到，就是我们要感谢耶和华，因为他本为善。
In 136, 26 times. 136, 26 times.
那在136篇呢，有26次。
All 26 verses give thanks to the Lord.
那所有的26节呢都是讲说要感恩神。
And also a lot, 107, 117, 116, all these give thanks to the Lord, including the first time it happened in the Exodus, give thanks to the Lord.
那还有很多就是诗篇，比如说106篇等等，还有就是出埃及记也讲到，就是我们要献感谢称谢耶和华。
So love for you is the center of the Bible.
那神对我们的爱呢，就是圣经的中心。
Means he's caring about you every minute.
他就是每一分每秒都关心我们。
You think, hey, of course he's God, he cares about me. I suffer, you know, I'm not happy, you know, our time is not good, inflation is high, you know, my tenant is not paying my rent.
那可能你会讲说，哎呀，就是，他是爱我，可是我现在就是经济有困难啊，就是好像那个叫什么 inflation, 通货膨胀很厉害，我的租客也不要给我钱，等等等等的问题。
Do you think God doesn't know?
那你觉得神不知道这些吗？
Jesus said, before you pray, God already knows.
圣经上说，你还没有祷告之前，神已经。
And Psalm 139 even say, before you live a day, God already written a book for you.
那呢，在132篇更讲到，就是你生命未尝一日呢，神都已经知道了。
Because God promised everything happened for a reason to make you better. So that's why it happened. Then you look at it positively.
那呢，神的应许就是呢，就是一切事情都是为了你的益处，所以呢，我们要以一个很正确的一个正面的积极态度来看这些事情。
Even in the middle of the difficult time, we must give thanks to the Lord.
即使呢，在这个困苦当中呢，我们也要感恩。
Actually, the true thankfulness is when you're in tough time, you still thank God.
其实呢，真正的就是感恩呢，就是在你困难当中呢，你还是选择感恩。
Actually, God prays a lot of blessing, usually in the context of tough time.
其实呢，神呢，常常就是在这个痛苦的环境中呢，给我们很多的恩典。
Because every trouble will be correspond with one blessing. The flip side of trouble is the next one is blessing.
那其实呢，就是这个痛苦的相对面呢，就是这个祝福，就是每一个痛苦呢，它都会有一个祝福。
And you think, hey, God doesn't know? No, God already tell you, He knows. You just be patient, give thanks in despite of all these things.
那呢，你会觉得，哎呀，神都不知道我现在的困难，其实神都知道。我们要做的呢，就是我们现在我们的感恩。
Because if you believe God is the Father, you give thanks in advance.That is the highest faith.
那如果呢，我们知道神是我们的父呢，我们就是提前就是献上感恩呢，这就是我们信仰的一个最高峰。
Yeah, the when you trust God with your all your heart, that's what it means. Give thanks to the Lord.
那呢，当我们说我们信靠神呢，这个就是的那个真正的意思，就是我们信靠他在我们困难当中。
Two weeks ago, we talk about.When you see it, you believe it.
前两个星期我们讲到说呢，我们看见，我们相信。
That's when you are an immature Christian.
那呢，你看见相信呢，就是你还是未成熟的一个。
Later on, when you believe it, you see it. That is a better Christian.
那呢，迟一点呢，就是你相信哦，看见呢，这就是一个就是稍微成熟一点。
God wants you to be a mature Christian.Enjoy him every single day, every moment. That's why he wants you to give thanks before it happened, before in advance.
那呢，神呢，希望我们成为一个成熟的基督徒呢，就是让我们没有看见之前呢，就献上感恩。
That is called love the Lord with all your heart. Trust him with all your heart. That's what it means.
所以呢，就是这就是我们要信靠耶和华，就是我们全心全意的信靠他，这就是这个基本的意思。
That's why my professor, after so much training, so many PhD, his conclusion is that the give thanks to the Lord.
那呢，所以我的这个讲师呢，他就学了这么多年圣经呢，他的结论就是凡事就要感恩。
And when you do that.You becoming strong, you becoming happy, you becoming, your faith will grow, and your life will be content with what you God has given you.
那么当我们这样子操练的话呢，我们就会能够就是能够更加成熟，然后满足神给我们这一切。
And Paul called this is the secret of godliness.
那呢保罗说呢，这就是圣洁的一个秘诀。
Is the secret
秘诀
of godliness.
就是圣洁的一个秘诀。
So that is the essential of we appreciate God's love.
那所以我们就是这个中心，就是我们要感恩神，感谢神。
And the problem of us is we disappreciate God's love.
可是我们的问题就是呢，我们常常就是给神的爱
distrust God, distrust, not trust, distrust.
就是我们不信靠他。
And we talk about that later. But now we focus on the love. You think, hey God, I'm only a human being, you know. Well, of course, you can say that. But,
yeah.
But after we read some Bible, you know God is going through the pain with you.
那如果你多读几节经文呢，你就知道神呢其实是跟你一起来度过。
That's why Jesus come to the world to set you an example. He died on the cross for you because he is suffering for you too.
所以因为神呢差派耶稣呢就是来钉死在十字架上，就是要跟你一起来尝这个痛苦。
Okay, I will turn to Isaiah 63:9.
那我们翻到以赛亚书六十九嘛。63
and verse 9. 第九节. Only two books away. Okay, I read that. Verse 9 it says, in all their trouble and distress, he too was distressed. Some translation, in all their suffering, he too was suffering. In love and mercy, he redeemed them. Right?
那他在这个第九节，他这里写到，他们在一切的困难中，或者是困苦中呢，他也同受这个困难，同受这个痛苦。
When you have all the trouble, when you are sick, when you're going through all this, is at no moment God is not with you because he suffered with you.
那呢当你在病痛当中，在这个痛苦当中呢，其实神呢没有一秒不是跟你一样，他也是在这个痛苦跟你一起痛苦的。
Not until you are happy, he is not happy.
那直到呢你开心起来，他才会开心。
So you know God going through with you.
所以你知道呢，其实神是跟你一同度过的。
In the dark valley,
在这个低谷当中。
No need to worry, he is with you.
那你不需要担心，因为他与你同在。
He says, I'm with you.
他说我与你同在。
You just say thank you.
你只要说哦，谢谢你。
Because you're overrun by the problem.
因为你就被你的这个困难。
Then you say, you just say thank you.
其实你就说感谢他就好了。
Nobody will overcome, overrun by, by good time.
没有人会被好的日子压倒的。
Because in good time, you don't even think, where's God?
因为在好的日子呢，可能你都不会想起到神。
Right? So, sometimes pain is good. It bring you back to God.
所以呢，有时候痛苦是好的，因为它可以把你带回到神的面前。
Pain is good because that's an alarm clock to wake you up.
那这个痛苦是好的，因为它就像一个闹钟一样把你叫醒。
Wake up, sleeper!
起床啊，昏睡的人。
Time is running out.
没有时间了。
Time to serve me.
是现在就要起来服侍我。
Time to go to work.
啊，现在要起来上班了。
So it's good.
所以这是好的。
All things are good for you. You say you are too optimistic. Yeah, maybe, but that's what the Bible says. Even the bad time.
那呢，你可能会觉得我就是太过乐观了，但是这就是圣经所写的。
The reason he goes through with you because he know you are weak, you have little faith.
那他为什么跟你一同度过这个困难呢？因为他知道你是一个小信的人。
You have little love.
啊，你的爱也很少。
And he need to be your strength.
他必须得成为。
Not only strength. We read Psalm 68.
那我们翻回到这个诗篇三十八篇
68篇
19
It says right here, give thanks to the Lord, praise to the Lord, who daily bear our burden.
这里就讲到说，就是这个天天都背负我们重担的主。
So you don't need to carry the burden, you give it to him because he daily bear your burden.
所以呢，我们不需要背这个我们的自己的重担，因为神天天都在背负我们的重担。
All you need when you are troubled, thank you God, and you bear my burden. I don't know what to do, I'll my eyes on you.
那当有困难来说，你不需要做什么，你就说感谢神，神呢，你是背我重担的那个神。
Because you said it.
啊，因为你就这么应许的呀。
Right? You said it. You said, give me the burden. Come, give me the burden. I'll give you rest.
那因为你说是你把这个重担卸下来，你要给我安息。
When you center on God, you have no trouble. Like Jehoshaphat say, we don't know what to do. Our eyes on you.
那就像那个约瑟法王呢，就是哦，我们不知道怎么办，我们的眼目就是在你身上。
God wants to carry your burden.
那神呢是想来替你担当这个重担。
God wants to give you the best.
神呢想把最好的给你。
But the problem, we don't want the best.
但问题就是我们好像不想要那最好的。
We want to carry the burden.
我们想自己扛我们自己的担子。
Even we are on a truck, we still carry the burden.
甚至我们其实是坐在一个卡车上，可是我们还是想自己背自己的重担。
Put down your luggage, you know this is a truck.
那神就跟你说，哎，你可以把这个重担。
No, I still carry a burden. You stand in the truck.
神说你可以把重担卸下来，你已经站在这个卡车上了。
That doesn't make sense.
我要自己拎着我的这个重担。
God said, he daily you carry your burden. Come, Jesus said, come, give me the burden, I'll give you rest.
那这里神说啊，你就来，我给你安息，因为我能够担当你的重担。
My burden is light.
我的重担是轻的。
My yoke is easy.
我的那个轭呢是容易的。
You say no, God. I know you're God, you're big God. I trust you, but I still carry my burden. You don't trust a big God to carry your burden.
然后你就说哦，不要神哦，我自己来扛就可以。
You say I have big faith.
你说哇，我是大有信心的人啊。
Because of course, as a human being, a small problem you need big faith.
那当然，作为一个人呢，你有一个很小的问题，你当然信心很大。
But if you give it to God, you need only little faith, because God will take care of that.
但是如果你交给神的时候呢，你其实要一点点的信心就够了。
Oh, it says here, okay, God is going through, and also will strengthen you. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. God will strengthen you.
那这里说呢，神呢就是会加力量给你。让你可以就是凡事都能做。
Now that's a promise. Remember.
啊，你要知道这就是其中。
Two promise now. The first, God will carry your burden. Second, He'll go through the burden with you, go through the trouble with you. Don't need to worry. He's there.
这就是两个应许。第一个呢，就是他背负我们的重担，而且第二个就是他跟我们一起。
No matter how bad is the problem, God is still with you. He still carried it.
那不管呢，这个问题有多困难呢，他还是跟你一起同在，一起跟你。
And he promised, there's no burden he cannot carry.
那他的应许就是呢，就是没有什么重担他。
There's not even one burden he cannot carry.
啊，没有任何的重担他是不能帮你。
Because he's God. Problem to him is everything is nothing is possible.
那呢，这因为他是神，因为所有事情呢，在他里面呢，就是都是可能的。
Is anything too hard for me?
这对我来说有什么事是难的吗？
Everything is hard for you. Is everything too hard for me?
啊，对你来说是难的，对神难道就是难的吗？
I create everything.
我创造了一切。
When you have a big God, you don't have problem because the problem will diminish, reduce to nothing.
那呢，因为我们有一个很大的神，所以呢，所有的问题在他里面呢都是很少，越来越少。
So you need to show your trust by giving thanks in advance.
那呢，我们就是要提前呢献上我们的感恩呢，以至于我们能够就是
be smart because God wants smart children.
那你要做那个聪明的孩子。
You say God, you say it, you know, you blame it on yourself.
因为你可以跟神说，神啊，你这么说了，所以呢，你要做到，要不然的话，你自己得责怪自己。
You said trust me, and the rest you relax. That's it.
那呢你神说就是你要相信我呢，其实剩下的事情呢你就安心吧。
When you seek me, everything will be fine.
那呢你要寻求我的时候呢，你就能够找到。
Just do what you have to do today, and the rest I will take care.
那呢你做你今天该做的事情呢，其他一切呢他都会来。
Or even you don't do nothing, I'll do everything.
即使呢你什么都不做，神也。
You say, I cannot do anything.
你跟神说，哦，我什么都做不了。
God said, okay, do nothing. Let me accomplish everything.
你可以跟神说，哦，神说我什么都做不了。神说好，你做不了，来让我来帮你做。
But someone tell you you're lazy.
但是有人会跟你说你很懒。
Then God said, okay, do less. I'll accomplish the rest.
那神就跟你说，那你少做点了，剩下的我来做。
The smart person is give the burden.To God, do the minimum.
那个聪明的人呢，就是把这个重担呢卸给神，然后做那个最少的事情。
You don't need a lot of faith. You need little faith every day.
你不需要很多的信心，你只需要一点点的信心就够。
You don't need a lot of love. You need little love every day.
那天你不需要很多的爱，你每天只需要那么一点点的，一点点。
And God tells you, don't do great things. Do small things.
那神也说了，你不需要做很大的事情，你可以从小事开始。
Do small things with great love.
用小事上用最大的爱来做这些小事。
Do small things with little faith.
做小事上有信心。
The battle is for me.
那这个征战呢是
属于 Not for you.
是属于耶和华，是我的，不是你的。
And you say, God, I trust you.
你说神啊，我信靠你。
And then every day you just sing.Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love, and do so ever. Oh, that's all you do.
所以呢，你就常常就说，哦，我要献上我的。
You really put God on the spot.
你就把神就是放在那个焦点上了。
He said, "Okay, I'll do it for them because you know I promised that."
那神也没办法，他就说，哦，好，那我就得做，因为我已经应许了呀。
I'll fix up the mess.
我就来清理这个垃圾。
But you must come to Him and give the burden to Him.If you hold on to it, cannot let go, God, can you take over?
那但是呢，必须呢，你要愿意把你的重担卸给神，因为你紧紧的抓住你自己的重担的时候，神什么都做不了。
His love is eternal and forever. Every minute, at the same time, he's going through the whole thing with you. He understands everything. That's why we have a God. He will be with us in trouble. That's the only God in the universe. Do that.
那呢，就是他呢，就是应许，就是常常与我们同在，然后在我们困难当中呢，跟我们一起走过。然后这个样的神呢，就是在这个整个宇宙中唯一的神才能够做到。
And when I was in the theology school, I studied comparison of religions.
那我在神学院的时候呢，我就有学到一课，就是关于各种宗教的一个对比。
Hindu, Muslim, all kind of major religion in the world.
那就是印度教啊，伊斯兰教啊，就是在世界上呢，就是比较主流的几个宗教。
I couldn't find such a God. He'll come and wash people's feet. Also, he'll go through the problem. There's no such God. God's supposed to be the king of the king universe. He'll tell you what to do.
那呢，我在其中呢找不到任何一个神呢是能够为我们洗脚的神。
He only say you are no good, you cannot do that.
然后为我们担当困难的神，从来找不到一个像他一样的神。
You are no good, you cannot do it, you don't deserve me.
那大部分的神呢都是这个万王之王、万主之主，然后他会常常跟你命令你做这个、做那个，就跟你说啊，你不够好。
You must meet my standard.
你必须要达到我这个标准。
You must do this.
你要这样做。
Otherwise, I will curse you.
如果做不到，我就咒诅你。
But this God, our God, is a father. He is so loving. He even go through the problem. He willing to take care of all the problem. What kind of God is this?
可是我这个神是什么样的神呢？就是他能够知道我们的软弱，能够担当我们的一切的困难，跟我们一起走过，能够知道我们的小心。这样的神是什么样的神？
That's why God's power is not in creating the world.
那神这个能力呢，不仅仅是、哦、我创造了这个。
The Almighty God to show His glory and power is in His love.
那呢，所有这个神的这个荣耀呢，其实就是他的爱。
Unconditional love.
这个无条件的爱。
Even you are not lovable, He loves you until you are lovable.
那即使是你不可爱呢，他还是爱你，直到你变为可爱。
Even you don't love Him, He still loves you because He loves enemy.
啊，甚至你不爱他呢，他还是爱你，因为他爱他的仇敌。
That's why His love endures forever. It's powerful. It's eternal.
所以呢，他的爱呢，就是是永恒的。他能够就是能够忍耐一切的。
So when you know, on top of it, He wants to be your father. He become your father after you believe Him. Then He sent His Spirit in you. There's no way you will worry.
那呢，当你就是接受了他，成为他的儿女呢，他又把这个圣灵差派赐下给你呢。就是其实你是根本不可能有什么。
You worry because you don't understand the Bible, like First Peter said. We worry because we don't understand the Bible.
那为什么我们忧虑呢？就是像那个彼得前书所讲的，就是我们忧虑是因为我们并不认识这个圣经。
Good times and bad times is the same.
其实好的环境、好的事情跟不好的。
Sometimes even bad times even better, they make you stronger.
其实呢，有的时候不好的环境呢，反正是对你更好，能够让你更好。
That which doesn't kill you make you stronger.
就像那个歌唱的，就是不能杀死你的会让你更好。
神 wants you to be stronger.
那神呢，想让你更加强壮。
Want you to give Him His burden.
想让你把重担卸给他。
Want you to have victory.
想让你得胜。
You always look to yourself. Hey, my faith. I have to see it first, or my faith has to be stronger first. No, 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 God, you just come to me.Have faith in me.
那你常常会讲说，哎呀，我的信心好小啊，我要看见我才能够相信。但是神说不需要你。
Because God will bless the humble. Actually, when you say I have little faith, God will bless you.
其实呢，神呢，他就会祝福那个就是谦卑的。当你跟神说，哦，我的信心很小，他就来祝福你这个谦卑。
And the big faith usually is the one actually he doesn't even know God. He said, I want this.
那呢，其实那些不认识的人呢，他就会说，哦，我想要这个。
Or someone down to God, like a blind person. God is his only hope. Then he has big faith. But the big faith will not carry us through that. God wants you to continue have a little faith every day. That's called big faith.
那呢，或者是有些人在基督徒当中，他必须要有这个大的信心。但是其实神不需要你要有这个大信心。
He who trusts God and seek God.
他只需要你每一天有一个小小的信心跟随他。
He who trusts God and seek God, seek the giver, will have everything.
那呢，就是那个信靠他的，并且信靠就是给予他的那个呢，他能够找到那个祝福。
In God, you find everything you need.
那在神里边呢，你能够找到一切你需要的。
When you find God, you find happiness, not the other way.
那呢，你找到了神呢，你就会找到了幸福，而不是。
So focus on the giver.
而不是另外呢，所以呢，我们要注目在给予的给予者身上，
not give.
而不是那个给的东西。
And focus on the one who is capable, in control of everything.
那呢，你要注目在那个呢，有能力掌控一切。
Not the situation.
是的，那个人，而不是在你的环境。
God wants you to focus on Him because His love for you is forever.
那神呢，希望你呢知道啊，神对你的爱呢是永恒的。
And also at every minute.
是每分每秒。
With no exception.
啊，没有任何的例外。
Come to me.
来到我的面前。
I make it for your, I make you for myself.
啊，我是为我自己来创造了你。
Your heart is restless until you rest in me.
那呢，如果你在我里面不在我里面呢，你的就找不到。
Rest in me.
安息，所以你要在我里面安息。
Focus on me.
要注目在我身上。
And always say, I don't know what to do now.
你要常常说，哦，我不知道该怎么办。
God, you must do it for me.
主啊，你。
Then God will tell you the first thing you do is just say thanks.
那神就会教导你说你要该做的第一件事情就是感恩。
The second thing to do is call someone.
第二件事情呢就是找一个人。
Don't do more. Then God tells you.
不要做就是神。
Then stop.
神让你做的就是不要超过你要做的事情。
If God will tell you another thing, you just do it.
如果神告诉你做另外的事情呢，你就做。
God usually won't tell you to do too many things. God wants you to do the basic, trust him, he will do the majority.
那呢,
because the Bible said, whatever you accomplish, he has done it for you.
那呢,
you don't know, you think you have done it. God said, no, it's me. If there's no help from me, no help from people.
那呢,
I make this money.
这个钱是我帮你挣的,
God said, no, I give you ability to make money. If I don't move the situation, you don't make nothing.
你可能说这个是我挣的钱，但是其实呢，神他说，神跟你说，如果不是我来帮助你的话，你是赚不了这个钱。
I'm lucky, the situation is just at the right time.
那呢，你要就是感恩，就是这个正好是一个好的时机，让你做这个事情。
God said, every decision from me, all the right time is my time.
那呢，所有的那个机遇呢，这个好的决定呢，都是从我。
I'm the Most High God. Every time is under my control.
那呢，我是至高的神呢，这所有一切呢，都是在我的掌。
I'm Almighty God.
我是一个全能的。
I'm Most High God means I'm in charge of everything.
我是至高的神，所以呢，他就是掌管一切的事。
But the good news is, He's my Father.
那呢，这个好消息就是呢，他是我的父亲。
Then you don't need to worry.
然后你就不需要担心任何事情。
The richest man in Hong Kong is my father.
那个香港最有钱的那个人是我的爸爸。
Wow, you said, wow, this guy is blessed.
然后你说，哦，这个人好蒙福啊。
But why not? You know, the creator is my father.
那更何况是这个创造万物的主是我的父呢？
Do you need to worry?
那你还要担心吗？
You need to connect to him, you need to talk to him, not to worry.
那呢，你需要做的就是跟他一起，就是跟他沟通，来跟他连接。
You need to say, Daddy, I need that.
你就不需要。
That's the first thing you do. I need that.
然后你只要跟他说，哦，爸爸，我需要这个。
But Daddy said, No, you don't need that.
可能父亲说，哎，不需要，你不需要这个。
But you said in the Bible, Daddy, you said it right here.
然后你可能跟说，啊，爸爸，你在这里跟我讲。
Give me daily my daily bread.
给我日用的饮食。
Now don't have a job, you must. Make your promise.
我现在没有工作，但是呢，你这一时候你要给我日用饮食，所以你现在必须要供应我。
My account is down to nothing now. Tomorrow you give me a job.
我现在我的银行账户已经没有钱了，明天你就要给我一个工作。
Chances are, if you really pray, God will send money.
其实呢，send
a job.
其实真正的就是，如果你真的祷告，真的向他祷告，他可能明天就是会给你一个工作。
Because you tell God, you said it.
因为你跟神说，神你说了。
That's why you need to know the Bible.
所以呢，我们为什么需要认识圣经？
You don't need to know your feeling. Your feeling driven everywhere.
你不需要了解你自己的感觉。
You don't need to opinion other people. They're going up and down.
你也不需要别人的那个看法，因为别人的看法也是每天都不一样。
You don't need to trust your boss because he's not making money. You're making money, he won't tell you.
那你也不要信靠你的老板，他也不知道他赚不赚钱，就算他赚钱，他也不告诉你。
You simplify your life to focus center on him.
那你就是要把你的生活简化，让他以至于你的眼目呢，就是。
Who has the final say?
谁在你生命中有那个最终的决定权？
And study what he said.
那你就开始学圣经。
And you're really smart.
你就是那个最有智慧的人。
And God want you to be smart.
那神也希望你是有那个最聪明的人。
God want to answer your prayer.
神也想应许你的祷告。
Because God's truth is always good for you and good for the world, good for everything.
因为呢，神的就是这个真理呢，是对你是好的，对世界上任何。
That's why it says here, for He is good.
所以呢，这里说到就是因为你是好的。
Good to who?
对谁好呀？
Only good to Anna.
这是对 Anna 好吗？
Good to him, because he has a gift for singing.
对, 浩浩好吗? 因为他有会唱歌吗?
He is Isaac, right?
Ezekiel,
sorry.
Ezekiel.
I confused, right? because he has talent, that's why God good for him.
是因为他有一个恩赐，所以神就对他特别好吗?
Good for Jack, because Jack is handsome, 6'2".
也对 Jack 特别好吗? 因为他很帅，然后他有6尺高。
Yes, good for each of us. God is good for a individual, that's you. He knows you by name, Tamara, I'm good for you.
他对, 每一个人都认识我,
My love endure forever for Tamara.
啊，那我的爱呢？对，Tamara 来讲就是。
I'm good for to him, to her.
啊，我是对他是好的。
God knows you by name.
啊，那神呢是认识我们每一个人。
So if God knows you by name,
如果神认识你的名字呢？
Knows everything about you.
也知道你生命的一切呢？
So you better rely on him.
那呢，你最好就是要好好的依靠他。
Actually, that's a smart thing to rely on him because he knows everything about you.
其实这是非常聪明的，因为他认识你一切的事情。
More than yourself.
甚至超过你。
Sometimes you don't even know what you need, but he knows what you need.
有的时候你会觉得，哎，我都不知道我自己需要什么，但是神知道。
God knows what you need. He will give you what you need.
神知道你需要什么，他就会把你的需要加给你。
God is for new.God knows everything. God, before you say anything, He already knew what you think. His wisdom is based on He knows the future. And he also He is personal too. He knows your name. I don't know the person just come in. His name. But God knows. Not only know, God knows what He needs.
那不仅仅知道他的名字呢，谁也知道他的需要。
Welcome to come.
啊，欢迎你。
Because that's not an accident you come today.
啊，因为你来呢不是一个巧合。
God knows what everybody needs because He's a personal God.
那神知道每一个人的需要，因为呢他是一个非常私人的一个神。
He'll tailor make.
嗯，他会就是好像。
All the solution only to you.
他好像为你会量身打造一个。
Like a glove fitting your hand.
啊，就像一个手套套在你的手上。
He knows your need more than you do.
他知道你的需要呢，甚至超过你自己所认知的。
He's your father. He created you.
他是你的父亲，他创造了你。
He knows every cell, every heart. He knows your heart.
他知道你的每一个细胞，他知道你的心。
So be thankful.
所以呢，我们要常常感恩。
And also be fearful too, because if you do something bad, he knows too.
而且呢，也是要有个敬畏的心，因为呢，你做了一些坏事呢，他也知道。
So he's good to each individual person. He knows you by name. His presence is with you.
那呢，他认识我们这里每一位，他知道你们的名字。
He is the Father. He will provide.
那他同在也会与你同在，他是你的父亲呢，他会为你提供应供应一切。
So your life focus on him, no need to worry.
所以呢，你的生命呢，你就定睛在他身上，
so、
不需要担心。
That's the Bible say, don't need to worry. That present your case to God with thanksgiving.
所以呢，圣经上说呢，你不需要忧虑呢，只要把你的这个你的问题呢交给神。
Just pray and give thanks in advance.
只要我们祷告呢，而且提前献上感恩。
Daddy, thank you. I know you're going to give it to me.
啊，提前献上感恩，就跟爸爸说，谢谢你，爸爸，我知道你会给我。
You put God on the spot.
你就把神就是放在这个焦点上。
But you said, hey, you said it in the Bible.
啊，你可以说，哦，神啊，你在圣经里这么写的。
So know the promise, the 7,000 promise in the Bible, and always claim it.
那呢，我们要认知到，就是圣经里这7000个应许，然后每一次祷告的时候呢，都提到他。
And also remember, every page at least have 3 promises of God.
你们要记得，就是每一页呢，至少有
claim it
三个应许，然后呢，我们就要按着这个应许来祷告。
And in the newspaper just said someone won the $649 or something, something like $10 million, nobody claim it.
那我刚才看了一个新闻呢，就是有人赢了这个649，大概有10万，什么10万吗
？10 million，
那就是1000万，但是呢都没有人就是去领这个奖。
Pretty stupid, right？
是不是好愚蠢啊
？Is what a you know pity, right？
啊，是不是很可怜啊
？But my friend.You are in the situation. You don't claim God's gift.
那呢其实呢，我们也是一样，我们并没有去就是领认这个神的应许。
God promised you 7,000.
神的应许有7000个
promises. You don't even claim one.
七千个应许呢，连一个也不去啊、去认领。
Claim it.
我们要去认领。
Know it.
要认识他的。
Know your number. Is it? Did I win?
要知道你的这个数字，我有没有
赢。If you don't win, how do you know?
如果你没有赢，你怎么知道呢
？And you pray. You pray according to emotion, your feeling. That's why you never get nothing.
所以，那你祷告了，你按着你的感觉来祷告，所以呢，你什么都得不到。
The number is wrong.
啊，因为你这个数字。
Because you claim it the wrong, claim it wrong.
因为呢，你就是认领错了。
God's promise is right here for you to claim every day.
那呢，神的应许就在这个圣经里面，每一天都是。
Every page randomly, you can point to one promise, claim it.
每一个页呢，你都可以随机的。
Today is the day to claim God's promise because today.It's a Thanksgiving weekend.
那呢，今天呢，就是领认领神应许的日子，因为呢，现在是一个就是感恩节。
The daddy said, "I'll give it this to you today. Is my gift. You claim it."
那呢，神说呢，今天就是给你这个应许的时候，你要去认领。
It's good for you. This is good, but because he is good.
因为这个是对你来说是好的。
God is goodness.
因为他是一个好的神。
He won't give you a stone when you ask for a bread.
那呢你要求饼的时候呢这个好的神不会给你石头
But if you want a stone God still don't want to give you
那即使你想要的是一个石头神也不会把这个石头给你
And you say someone said this is a blessing Actually it's a stone Then you want it
有的时候人说哎，这个是个祝福但它其实只是一个石头
Daddy said it's not in my book It's harmful to you I won't give it to you
那呢神可能就说哦，这个不是在我的应许当中不是我的
But you keep asking Daddy No This is a blood, this is not a stone.
那呢你可能跟神一直祷告哦神啊这个不是石头这是一个饼你给我吧。
Then sometimes, if you're asking too much, God says, okay, try the stone.
那如果你问了好多次的话可能神就说那你就试试。
My son is the same thing, he wants ice cream every day.
就像我的儿子每天都要吃冰激凌。
When he was small.
他小的时候。
My wife said, you know, what are we going to do?
那我太太说哎怎么办呢
I said two ways to do that
那我说有两个方法
Say no
说不
When you say no He also say no to you No I want it
那
好 No I don't accept it I want it Because it's good Tastes good
那呢我说不他也说不他说啊，我就是想吃因为好吃啊
Then I tell my wife Okay try the other way Let him have ice cream every day
那我就跟他说那我们就想另一个办法每天都让他吃冰激凌
After a week, he said, Daddy, I don't want any more ice cream. I don't want to see it.
一个星期之后，他说啊，我再也不要看到这个冰激凌了。
Sometimes we don't have to go through the stone, try the stone. Sometimes we claim the blessings better.
那有的时候呢，其实我们不需要经过这个，就吃这个石头。
The blessing is people's blessing, is God's blessing in the Bible.
那我们神的啊，这个祝福呢，就是给人的祝福。
It's not your greediness.Your want, your desire is God's in the Bible.
那并不是你的自己的欲望，你自己想要的，而是神给你的一个。
What you want is ice cream. It's harmful to you.
那你想要的是冰激凌，对你不好的东西。
So don't try too much on something not in the Bible.
那所以呢，就是如果在圣经里没有给你的应许呢，你不要老尝试，就是一直问。
But the first principle of God is our daddy. He always gives you good things. That's in the Bible. Jesus said that only a good father will give good things to the children.
那第一呢，我们就要知道神呢，就是我们的父呢。在圣经里讲，他是我们的父，所以呢，作为我们的父亲，他一定会给我们最好的。
Matthew chapter 7:7. That's right here. The daddy will give you what you need.
那呢在马太福音七章七节呢就讲了作为一个父亲呢他会把你所需要的加给你
Good for you, healthy for you
是对你是好的
And he's your daddy, he is good to you You don't need to worry All you say, all you do is just Thank you, claim it
他是你的父亲他给你一切都是好的所以你不需要担心你只要就是跟他现在感恩的心
Has no worry
啊，没有任何的忧虑
Learn it from the little bird outside Sing it every day, have no worry
那呢我们要学就是天上的小鸟就是它每天只是在唱歌没有什么忧虑
Oh you say okay the bird is have no brain You know that's a stupid bird
你可能说哦，因为这个鸟没有大脑啊它是个
The Bible said Matthew chapter 6 Learn it from the bird
可是呢在马太福音七章就讲了你要就是从小鸟上学
The bird have no account No bank account No nothing But he still trusts God
那呢这个 鸟呢没有银行账户呢，他也没有工作，可是呢他知道怎么样信靠神。
That's why Jesus said no to become a child so you will trust God like a childlike faith。
那所以呢圣经上说呢，他希望我们回转向孩子，像以孩子的那个样式来信靠。
Today daddy is the concept of your life now. Secondly,He is good to you. Also, that is the root of the fatherhood.
那呢，他是我们的父亲呢，他是对我们好，对我们是好的，这就是我们信仰的一个根基。
You just eat and sleep. Thank you, God. Eat and sleep.
那你只要啊，吃吃喝喝睡觉，然后感谢神，感谢神。
Like a pig.
就像一只猪。
But it's better to be a pig and trusting God than to be a lion getting hungry.
那呢，你作为一个猪呢，信靠神的猪呢，总比好过一个就是饥饿的狮子。
God wants you to be spiritually strong, even like a pig is okay.
那神希望你呢，就是在这个信仰上、信心上呢是强壮的，即使你像只猪也没有关系。
Even a pig has to do something, right?
即使是猪，你这个作为猪也要做一些事情。
The pig just do the basic rolling on the mud.
那猪呢，只需要就是在泥里面。好，
滚一滚。God wants you to roll in His promises.
那神希望呢，你在神的应许中呢转一转。
Be a smart pig.
啊，做成为一个有智慧的猪。
And better to be other thing.
那比其他一切更好。
And my child, when he was young, he really depends on us. He doesn't think about anything. Everything is arranged by the mother.
那呢，我孩子小的时候呢，他也不需要担心任何事情，一切事情就是父母都安排好了。
When he went back to Hong Kong, he started getting trouble. Hey, life is tough.
哦，但他后来呢，他回来香港了，他就发现，哎，怎么生活这么困难
？People are not friendly.
啊，这些人怎么对我这么不友好
？I have to pay rent.
啊，我还要付房租。
He didn't know he has to pay rent.
他不知道还需要付房租这么一说。
He think everything is so automatic.
他觉得哈，一切都这么自然。
Now, when you are not at home, you know, tough time.
你不在家里的时候，你就知道外面的世界是多艰难。
Jesus said, "Come home."
那耶稣说回家。
In this world, you have trouble.
在这个世上呢，你会有苦难。
In me, you have peace.
在我里面呢，你会找到这个平安。
Because I have overcome the world.
因为呢，我已经胜过了这个世界。
What is real peace? What is real rest?
什么是真正的平安，真正的
安息呢？ The real rest is not you sitting in front of the lake.Then you feel peace.
啊，这个平安呢，不是你坐在一个湖边，然后你感觉到很平静。
The real peace, that is a contest for photography, and the theme is peace.
那呢，有一个就是一个很有名的一个摄影师呢，他有一个展会，就是讲到
contest is a competition.
一个比赛，就是
oh everybody take picture about peace.
就是每个人都可以拍照就
Most people will take a picture of something sitting in front of the lake. Everything is nice and peace.
那很多人呢，他们拍的照片就是一个人坐在湖边，然后好像很
a beautiful sun.
很多东西都很
beautiful lake.
并很平安
calm water.
啊，就是一个很美的一个夕阳和就是很平静的一个湖面。
But one picture stand out.
但是呢，有一个照片呢，就是特别。
It is a totally thundering and storm.
就是一个很大的一个风暴。
People only see storm and thundering and darkness, everything there.
那呢，人们只能看到这个风暴啊，这个黑暗啊。
But when you look hard,
但是呢，你如果仔细看
，under the shadow of the fall, the waterfall, there's a little nest.
哦，在这个就是风暴下面的这个水的下面呢，有一个小小的一个鸟窝。
A little sparrow.
一个小小的一个
sparrow
麻雀
fitting his family her family
这个麻雀呢在给他的这个小鸟啊在喂食。
You cannot almost miss it. You know those little guy. You know just pointing to the mother, facing the mother. Mother gave them a little thing.
那呢就是这个小鸟就张下嘴巴，然后这个鸟妈妈呢就给这个小鸟一些食物。
That's called peace.
这个呢，就是真正的平安。
Out of storm, that is rest.
那在这个风浪当中呢，我们找到我们的安息。
Out of chaos, that is family love.
那呢，在这一个混乱当中呢，我们找到一个啊家庭的爱。
Jesus said, "This is home. This is your home, and you don't need to worry about the all the storm, all the tornado, everything the rain of the. You just focus on me."
那呢，耶稣说呢，这就是我们的家。你不需要就是看在这个风暴啊这些乱七八糟的事情上。
So tonight you read Psalm 84, Psalm 91. Dwell in the shelter of God.
那呢，我们今天晚上回家呢，就读诗篇八十四篇九十一篇。
He who dwells in the shelter of God will have rest.
那呢，就是这里讲到，就是我们要啊，在他的庇护下，找到
Under the protection of Almighty.
在他的庇护下呢，我们会找到就是这个安息，在他的这个保护下。
You don't need to worry about inflation.
啊，你就不用担心这个。
You don't need to worry about nuclear war in Ukraine.
啊，你也不用担心就是乌克兰的这个核武战。
You don't need to worry about your boss, you know, giving you a hard time.
啊，你也不用担心你的老板好像要。
You don't need to worry about nothing.
啊，你不用担心任何事情。
Just dwell in the shelter of God.
只要在神的这个。
Your soul rests in him.
在他的里面找到安息。
Daddy, I work hard. I do my best. I thank you. And then I just live in you. I give thanks to you.
那呢，这女跟神说啊，父啊，就是我住在你的里面，我不用担心任何事情，我在你里面找到安息。
Give me daily of my daily bread.
到给我日用的饮食。
No more.
不需要更多
because more will corrupt me.
啊，因为更多呢，就会让我这个人败坏。
Jesus said, "All you need to ask for daily your daily bread, He will provide for sure."
那呢，我们只需要就是问他要日用的饮食，他就是一定会加给我们。
Be content with what you have.
那呢，在我们
in whatever situation,
不管在什么环境当中呢，我们要啊满足。
Because God wants you to be content.
因为神呢，希望我们能够满足现在的生活。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑。
But when you start to say, "I want this, I want this," you want more and more. Suddenly, you trap yourself into all kinds of trouble.
那呢，当你问神要这个要那个，你想要这个想要那个时候，你会发现你就会掉落在一个网罗。
The root of all evil is asking for more and more and more, not be content.
那呢，这个万恶之根呢，就是啊，就是对金钱的一个就是渴望，就是想要。
The secret is contentment in God.
那呢，这个秘诀呢，就是呢，在神里面呢，能够满足。
To be content is rich and rich enough.
那呢，就是满，就是如果满足呢，就是一个智慧，就是 what is it in the?
To be content is rich and rich enough.
就是你满足呢，就是已经足够智慧，足够有财富。
Means you're very rich.
意思就是你已经很有钱
了。When you're content, you're really rich.
那当你就是有钱，就是满足的时候呢，你就是已经是很有钱的人了。
When you want more, you're very poor because you always not think not enough.
那么当你想要更多的时候呢，你其实你是一个贫穷的人。
God wants you to give thanks to be content.
神希望你
to live under His care.
神希望你呢，就是有一个满足的心来满足你现在已经有的。
You don't need more.
以至于你知道他，你在他的保。你不需要更多。
Because the root of all evil is wanting more.
因为万恶之根呢，就是这个贪心呐，就是想要更多的东西。
You don't need the security because God is your security.
你也不需要你生命的一个保障，因为呢，神就是你生命的保障。
You learn a simple faith to give thanks to the Lord in advance.
那呢，我们就学一个简单的信心，就是提前献上感恩的心。
To show your heart is trusting God.
那呢，就是展现我们的心呢，就是我们一个信靠神的一个心。
Give thanks in to the Lord in advance is the teaching of the Bible. So when you say that, you're claiming the promise.
那呢，提前献上感恩呢，就是圣经里其中的一个应许，就是你啊，对，抓住神的这个。
The 7,000, you say, God, you said it. I give thanks to you because you said you will give it to me. This one, and this one.
那呢，就有七千个应许在圣经里面，然后你就可以跟神说，我提前献上感恩，你给了我这个应许，那个应许，那个应许，因为你是一个聪明的孩子。
God wants wise people.
啊，神呢想要聪明的人。
When you become wise, because you build your foundation on the rock of the Bible.
成为一个聪明人呢，让你的这个生命呢根基是在一个磐石上。
So that's why the Jesus always said, build your foundation in my words, and the foundation will be strong. Nothing can crumble it. Then you claim it.
那呢，因为神说呢，就是我们要就是把我们这个根基建立在这个坚固的磐石上，以至于没有东西可以来摧毁它。
Then you become wise.
啊，你就是成为一个智慧的人。
So to become right, you have to simplify your life.
那呢，你要成为一个智慧的人呢，第一点呢，你就要
not focus on circumstances.
简化你的生活。
Not focus on circumstances.
不要注意在这个就是外界的一个环境上。
Not focus on your boss.
也不是要关注你的那个老板。
Not focus on the love of other people.
也不是要专注在就是怎么爱其他人。
Focus. Yeah, because other people love is change.
别人的爱是
is fluctuating, uncertain.
因为别人的爱呢，就是会改变的，是有条件的。
Even sometimes your husband say things not out of love.
甚至你的先生呢，也常常就是跟你说的话呢，并不是出自于爱。
Even the best will die.
最好的东西也都会死去。
So focus on the promise and love of God, your life will be happy.
那呢，我们如果我们的生命
content
焦点呢是专注在神的应许跟神的就是爱身上呢，我们的生命呢就会是有意义的、有爱的、有盼望的。
Your life will be a real Christian life out of God's promise and love.
那呢，你的爱、你的生命呢，就是真正一个神所应许的一个基督徒该有。
God only give goodness.
那神呢只会给好东西。
God only give unconditional love, love until you are lovable.
那神呢只会给你这个无条件的爱，就是爱那个你不可爱的样子，直到你变为可爱。
God cannot give what he does not have.
那呢神呢不可能给他没有的东西。
What he does not have is something bad for you.
那他没有东西就是坏的，对你来说是坏的东西。
Even bad things happen, God can bring good from evil.
那呢即使不好的事情发生了，神也会从这个不好的当中转化成好的东西给你。
God only have victory, he does not lose things.
那呢神呢只有得胜，他不会就是失败任何的征战。
So don't bring God, bring yourself if you in a dire situation.
那呢如果一些就是环境就不好的事情发生了，你不要来
Because you did not pray, you did not distrust, you listen to other people, listen to all kind of internet thing.
对，因为你不要觉得这是神的错，因为呢，你没有祷告，你没有信靠他，你只是看了这个网上所讲的乱七八糟。
So the first principle of life is based on the fatherhood of God and His goodness to you.
那呢，我们第一呢，就是要焦点就是在神呢是我们的父。
To you, I'm saying to you with name, to Tamara.To Elvin, to Anna,
那呢
to James, and to the gentleman who just walking in.
那呢他是对我们是好的神，是对我们就是有个人关系的神，就是对。
And what's the name of that gentleman?
Brandon.
To Brandon.
对 Brandon 是好的神。
God is good to Brandon.
神对 Brandon.
His love endures forever for Brandon.
他的爱恒久忍耐在 Brandon 身上。
Oh, he wants Brandon to give friends to him.
那也他也想要 Brandon 就是
in advance, not when you see it, when in advance.
提前呢给他现在
before it happen.
不是在看见以后才现在还没有看见的时候就现在给。
That's called faith.
这就是信心。
Without faith, you cannot please God.
人非有信呢不能。
God just wants you to trust him.
得神的信。
When you trust him, he is happy.
那神就希望我们信靠他，当我们信靠他的时候
，He doesn't need anything.
他也不需要任何的事情。
The Bible said God delight in you too.
神说呢，他在你里边，他是喜欢你的。
Not only God say let Tamara delight in me.
那不仅仅是说让 Tamara 在我里面就是得到喜乐。
He says to me, he delights in Tamara.
他也会对我。
He enjoys Tamara.
对我说他就是特别喜欢 Tamara, 他很享受 Tamara.
You said, no, Duncan, you're just exaggerating.
你可能说Duncan, 你就是夸张了。
No, the Bible says it.
No, 其实是圣经真的有这么写。
Psalms 149.
诗篇
149. We don't need to read that. 149. You don't need to read that. Because the Bible says that God delights in his people.
因为呢圣经上说呢就神神呢就是喜悦他的名。
You think, okay, I delight in God because God is something he need my, you know, joy, you know, he need to enjoy me, you know, God use me to enjoy himself. No, no.
那你可能说哦神喜悦我因为呢就是神可以使
用 It's a relationship, it's two way. God delights in you, you delight God too. You rejoice in the Lord rejoice in you too.
但呢其实这个关系呢是双向的就是神呢在你里面找到喜乐你在他的身上也找到喜乐
God treat you like a son.
神呢对你就是像看儿子一样看待你
It's a personal relationship.
他跟你呢有一个非常亲密的一个。
Even everybody die in the world,
私人的关系。
God is still a father to you.
那即使呢你这个世界上只有你一个人，其他人都死了，他还是喜。
Even you are the only one left behind in this world after nuclear war, God is still your father.
那即使呢这个核武战发生以后呢，你是唯一一个幸存者呢，神也是能够在你身上。
Even nobody wants you, God is still your father.
那即使没有人想要你呢，神还是你的父。
Even you doesn't want God, God wants to be your father.
那即使你不想要他呢，神也想要成为你的父亲。
His love is unconditional.
因为他的爱是无条件的。
He wants you to come home.
他希望你回家。
To receive the blessing.
来领受他的祝福。
You've been around too long, away from God too long. You need to come back.
那呢，你跑跟神已经离得很远了，你需要现在。
God wants to bless you today.
神想今天就来祝福你。
Finally, we look at the 24th.
那我们再看看
24, it says right here.
What is 24? 118,
24.
So, 诗篇118篇的24节。
This is the day that the Lord has done. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
This is the day.The very day God has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
You must rejoice and be glad in it.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
That's a command.
这是一个
That's the will of God.
这是神的一个神的一个要求。
You say no. I'm here in order to worry about tomorrow. I need to be here to plan for tomorrow.
你跟神说，我在这里，今天我要为我明天。
Then today you just spend all the time to plan tomorrow.
我明天预备啊，然后你今天。
Then you start to worry about tomorrow. Worry about this and that, worry about the world economy, worry everything.
那你就开始坐在那里担心你的明天，担心这个经济的走向。
You spend the present moment to worry about the future uncertain thing.
那呢你花现在当下的时间呢来担心这个未来的事情
That's not God's will
这不是神想要你做
Your life comes in moment by moment
那你我们的生命呢是一个时段在那个下个
That's very little time between them
其实当中呢是很少的一个时间
Now it's gone After I say to Tamara, you are a good looking woman, then it's gone.
Tamara, you're a very good looking woman.
And tomorrow she should have to do the same thing. To be a beautiful woman. Now it's gone. So God says, there's no way you spend the present time to worry about tomorrow.To plan on, you never enjoy now, today, this moment.
那神说，如果我们常常就是花现在的时间来去担心未来的事情呢，你就永远都没有办法享受当下。
Give thanks to the Lord. When we give thanks to the Lord?
那我们要感恩神。那什么时候来给他献上感恩呢
？You know, I say, hey, when I get everything.One of my members in my public life, when God give me everything, then I will give him thanks.
那呢你可以说神啊我得到了这一切的时候我就现在感恩有一个在我 Bible study 的一个小组的一个
Exactly, because,
员工他就这么讲
Because you don't trust him God want you to wait
因为呢你并没有信靠他其实神呢是希望你能够等候
Until you get thanks
直到你能够献上感恩为止
God wants you to appreciate this moment, give thanks to Him. Instead of each moment you disappreciate. Tomorrow when I got the job, I'll give thanks.
不是说, 明天我得到工作了, 我就感谢,
or next year.
或者明年,
or tomorrow I see I get to know a new girlfriend, that I thank God.
或者是明天如果我认识一个新的女朋友，我就感恩。
No. God wants you to give thanks to Him at this moment.
那不是的，神希望你现在呢就能够。
Because life is about this moment, not about tomorrow.
因为的生命呢是在乎当下，而不是明天。
Life is not delayed. The time is precious.
那呢，这个生命呢，这个时光呢是很宝贵的。
God wants you to give thanks to Him now, as of this moment, this minute.
神呢是希望你在现在这个这分这秒呢，就给他献上感恩。
To enjoy this moment.
来就是享受,
to praise Him at this moment.
享受这个时候。
To immerse in this moment.
然后在这个当中呢，就是好像沉浸。
How to immerse in this moment?
怎么样沉浸在当下呢？
Someone suggests how to eat a meal. How to eat your lunch.
有人说就是你怎么吃中。
Most people at lunch, they are looking at this and they're planning on it. They are not even eating the lunch.
那呢,很多人呢,他就是吃饭的时候就好像,
they don't enjoy the food because they're doing other things. That's called multitask, right?
他吃饭的时候就做这个,做那个,
and you say, how does it taste? He doesn't even know. Oh, no, it's okay.
他就是同时做好的事情,他都不知道他吃的是什么。
We lose the habit of enjoying the moment and give thanks.
那我们呢,就是好像失去了这个当下感恩的这种喜乐。
God gave you a lot of things in North America. This is the best city, you know, the very good air. You know, Vancouver is the number one city in the world. You have good brother and sister. You have health. You have a job, everything. You must give thanks.
那神呢，让我们住在这个全北美最好的一个城市，有好的空气。然后呢，我们有一个好的弟兄姐妹，然后我们有好的，反正什么都是好的。
If you wait, you wait forever.
要现在就感恩。如果我们不感恩呢，我们可能要等。
Because you wait forever, God will wait for your thanksgiving too. Then He wait for you too.
那呢，你要等的话呢，不迟迟的不感恩呢，神也要等你。
You think you're waiting for God. God is waiting for you, actually. Give thanks now. Tamara, look at Mary. Mary, look at Tamara. This moment, give thanks to each other because we are all children of God. We will see each other in heaven. Not only that, we look at each other. Thank God, hey, I'm going to see Anna in heaven. They're children of God. Anna, you know, so nice to me and all this. Give thanks, all this.
那我们现在就要现在感恩，就比如说你跟安娜说，哦，我以后要在天上见到安娜。
Not later.
不是以后再。
God wants you to give thanks to Him now.
神希望你现在就献上感恩。
Now look at the sun, look at the tree, how beautiful. The changing color already. Give thanks.
对，你看现在外面的树多美啊！现在它在换颜色，所以我们。
Immerse in this moment. We take it for granted.
那我们现在就先讲，不要就是好像当做理所当然。
In this present moment, so precious, we worry about this, we think about this, you think about something, you know, totally, you know, secondary, not important. Thinking about, you know, I'm going to shopping to buy a new dress.
那那个,
that's not important thing.
不要想这些就是次要的东西。
If I don't get it, I'm going to die. Like the shopping mall full of people going to die.
就是比如说你就想啊，我要买什么裙子。
And unfortunately, this thing will not make you happy because material thing cannot build relationship with you.
就是因为这个物质的东西没有办法让你喜乐。
The only relationship you can build is with God.
那你唯一你能够建造的。
Based on God's relationship, we build relationship with each other because we're under the Holy Spirit.
然后在基于我们跟神的关系之上呢，我们可以。
We are family.
彼此有好的关系。
That's why Holy Spirit in us have the DNA of God, then that's why we can associate with each other.
因为呢，我们在神里面呢，就是有同样的基因。
It's a command. You must give thanks to the Lord because the Bible many places said, I don't have time now. Many places said, rejoice the Thessalonians said, rejoice in the Lord, pray unceasingly. Give thanks in all circumstances because that's the will of God in Jesus Christ for you.
那在圣经里面呢，有很多地方呢，就是有说我们要常常的喜乐，凡事祷告，不住谢恩，因为这个呢是神在耶稣基督里。
We don't have time. I have at least 20 Bible verses yet to read, but don't have time.
那我大概有二十节的经文呢。
I'd rather you look at each other, give thanks to God.Immerse in this moment. Hey, James is here to give thanks, right? And we will never know. Maybe tomorrow Jesus come, then we all not be here.
那我们更应该做的就是彼此献上感恩。
For Anna, look at the children. Hey, they grow up. We better give thanks, you know, and talk to them.
那对 Anna 来说，就是给她的孩子献上感恩。
We take it for granted for all these good things happening to us.
那我们常常的就是这些好东西放在我们身上的，我们
We don't have the habit of giving thanks.
理所当然。
The will of God is to give thanks.
但是神的心愿呢，就是希望我们现在。
When you go home, the dog is barking.
你回家呢，那个狗在叫。
Oh, it's a nuisance. You know, shut up. You know.
啊，你可能说，哎呀。
No, give thanks.
闭嘴。
Hey, dog, lucky, hey, good dog.
然后你应该说，哎，你要现在感恩，然后跟你的狗说，啊，好狗，好狗，过来。
Don't take it for granted.
不要就是当做什么事情都是理所当然。
Even anything at home, when you go home, look at the picture, look at the refrigerator, look at all these things, give thanks.
就回家以后，你看到你家里的这个冰箱啊什么的，你都可以献上感恩。
Because a lot of places have no refrigerator.
那很多地方呢，甚至连冰箱都没有。
You look at the toilet, give thanks.
看那个马桶，你就感恩那个。
Because it's 60% of the world have no toilet.
60%.
60%.
世界上60%的家庭都是没有厕所的。
They just go to the mountain.
他们就去山上解决。
Or some other places.
或者别的地方。
But in our house or in our apartment, we have two or three, even ten.
你看，在我们的家里。
Ten bathroom.
两三个，甚至10个的这洗手间。
Still not enough. I want more. I want a new house.
可是你还是不满足啊！我还是想要买一个房子。
You never give thanks.
因为你没有感恩。
And you want more.
你还想要更多。
I tell you, my friend, you're poor.
那我就跟你说，其实你是贫穷的。
You want more and more, you never satisfied. You're poor.
那你想要更多，你永远没有办法。
When you give thanks, you're rich.
你是贫穷的，但是呢，你感恩的时候呢，你就是有钱的。
Not tomorrow, now.
不是明天再感恩，现在就要感恩。
Not tomorrow, immerse in this.
不是明天，而是现在就在当中就要来沉浸。
Not.Elvin, I look at Elvin. Hey, today I don't like him. Not Elvin.
不是说看着 Elvin 说今天我不喜欢他。
Even you don't like, appreciate God gave you the time.
甚至你不喜欢的谁也给你这个时间。
Like him until he's likable.
爱现在就爱他，直到他就是变得可爱。
So you must give thanks now.
所以呢，我们现在呢就要现在
感恩。Otherwise, you don't have any moment to give thanks because life is coming in a moment by moment.
如果你现在不这样感恩呢，你就没有机会感恩。
If we don't do it here or now, we'll never do it in there and tomorrow.
如果你现在不感恩呢，你以后也不会感恩。
You're missing a lot of blessing from God.
你就失去了神很多的应许。
So today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Thanksgiving day. Today you give thanks right away.
不是明天是感恩节，今天你就要现在感恩。
You don't walk out here to give thanks now.
你不是出去了你再感恩，你现在就感恩。
I give thanks to the Lord because Brampton's here.And God is going to bless him. I don't know what kind of blessing, but God knows. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together. Let us learn how to give thanks to you now. Because the more we give thanks, the more you give us. And also, we don't need to worry. The Father will prepare the best for us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.